Yes, 4 minutes after 8 o'clock with the Greaseman feeling bold and brown and bulky. That's my middle name, bold and brown and bulky. That's my claim to fame. Yeah, I do a quick arm workout today. Just get that pump for the weekend. You know you gotta have that weekend pump. So you look massive. Like we used to say back in the old lawman days. Yeah, buddy, I remember those days well. Oh, Nellie. Oh, Nellie! Yeah. Oh, it's nice out. Nice. Good day for writing tickets. Good day for writing a piece of paying paper. I tell you, back when I was slinging lead for a living, you'd get a good pump so that when you walked up to somebody's window and you took out that ticket book and you started writing, you'd have your arm in the flex bicep position there. And they'd be watching that massive bicep dancing as you filled out the offense. Yeah, they wouldn't think twice about causing any trouble when you leaned on their window and they saw those triceps fluttering like snakes under your skin. Yeah. Those were the days, huh? Oh, I miss it every now and then. Yeah, sure, I'm making 10 times the dough. But boy, let me tell you, the brutality was wonderful. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become all bad. And suddenly this babe in a convertible passes you, and she looks good, buddy. She looks mighty fine. So you drop in behind her. You run her tag through NCIC. It comes back. Sally Jones, 109 North Blauman Boulevard. You say, good, good. It's registered in her name. That means there's probably no swinging Richard involved. Yeah? So you hit the light, and she pulls over. As you're walking up to her window, gently and surreptitiously with your nightstick, you break one of her taillights. Howdy, ma'am. She says, officer, what's the problem? I'm sure I wasn't speeding. You say, no, you weren't speeding, but I know she got one of your taillights is busted. She says, taillights, I busted, but I didn't. You say, it busted. Somebody must have backed into you in the parking lot. Tell you what, why don't you step out of the car and step back to the squad car. We'll fill out a report for your insurance company. She said, well, all right. She steps out of the car, and buddy, she looks fine. Ooh. Yeah, you wanted to check her out as she's walking back to your car just to make sure she looks fine in the costume department, and she does, buddy. Them cheeks look like two bulldogs fighting under a rug. She slides into the passenger side, and there's something erotic about a police car. That big shotgun strap right there. Box of shells on the dash. Your utility belt. Vacuum jack. It's all there. All your equipment. Well, you can tell that she's interested in you. She's watching you, right? She's watching that big arm. You figure you just need a little something more to impress her, and then she'll be yours. When sure enough, like a gift from heaven, somebody blows by you at high speed, thinking you're involved writing a ticket. So you hit the gas and say, nobody speed past me like that, nobody! Hang on, Barry! She's hanging up with your life, and you've got to die! Yeah, you pull up alongside of the maggot, and you force him right off the road! Watch this, baby, watch this! Car kisses that guardrail as you run over there and snatch him out of there and throw him to the ground. You say, who do you think you are, right? And that reckless driving speed like that, you stupid, unbelievable idiot. I gotta take you downtown and just pummel you. You let him have it good. You look over your shoulder and you see the girl doesn't seem impressed. You say, what's the matter, baby? You don't like seeing law enforcement in action? She says, that's my brother. Well, you got no other choice now but to take him downtown and fuck him.